my thing is this. You have this much energy, and you're going up against, you're mad at, you get mad when English black actors come to America and get jobs and play American roles, and you're saying that they shouldn't get those roles. You get mad because you say that you're not African-American because African-American would mean that you was from Africa and you're not from Africa. Only a person from Africa or a child from an African who was born in America can say they're African-American.
Right, I get that.
So you mad at the Caribbeans because the Caribbeans come to America and you say they look down on you and they leave in their shithole countries to come to your country. That's you, and they're stealing your culture.
Stealing your culture.
Yeah, so like, you know, like hip-hop and shit like that.
Hip-hop. Wow. Like, bro, hip-hop into it?
Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like, that's a whole big thing. Like,
it's a very big thing. We should
So then you get into it now, you're saying, you know, like I said, you're stealing their headaches, their everything. So, and you're mad at them. You're mad at the Latin brothers because they feel like they're better than black Americans. Everybody coming in feel like they're better than black Americans. Right? And they're benefiting off the system that they built. What's your take on that?
That's a strong. So okay, that's the argument. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. This is the realest take I can make on this. I think that the divide and conquer oppression tactics have been transferred down to us
for years.
For years through our brainwashing. I must say, particularly over the last 80 years, so I'm going to say the last four generations, it has gotten worse, which we would be in the third, well, if you count in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 being the youngest of the generation, we would be in generation 2. Now, we just happen to be different where, you know, we're not brainwashed by the ideology that, oh, this is our country only. Yeah, we know we built it. We already know that, but we also have enough historical background to know that everybody in this motherfucker is mixed at this point since the last 500 years. You know, the quote-unquote Indians, yeah, that was here. Because, you know, the foundation of black Americans, I don't think that they're calling themselves the true Indians. Now, I'm not really sure because I haven't been on Twitter.
They're
not Indians, right?
No, not to my understanding, no.
Okay, so...
But, they're like, you know, they also got a beef with that. Because, you know, they're saying, that's why they call themselves foundational instead of natives. Because they're not Native Americans. They're foundation. They was here before everything. Basically.
Okay, here's my question to the foundational black Americans that are out there. And I think I said this a while back. I said, how far, because from my understanding, they're not going that far back. So how far back are you going in your lineage? Are you going back 200 years, 300 years? Because if you start going back that far, 300 years, it gets kind of murky. And if you can prove that your bloodline was here, I'm talking about your specific bloodline, not black people. If you don't know, now you know that the original man was, you know, a black man. Like, that's been established already. That's not even, they're finding bones from 200,000 and 300,000 years ago. So that's not even an issue no more. Like, we know we were first. So now that we've gotten to this point, now we're breaking it up, and now we're only going to go back 300 or 400 years to prove that, oh, we was here before y'all, even though we got bones that's 100,000 years old. That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm.
You know, that we even having these arguments among sure. each other. It's killing me, though, because I'm
killing
like,
me. It's really? Killing me.
You, are you serious? Though? Like, yo, like, so basically, because I was trying to make the point before that somebody, a Caribbean family could have been here and not been enslaved. You understand? And they're not foundational, right? Because they came here, right? If you're going back a certain amount of time and you say, let's say they came here 300 years ago, but you're only going back 200 years. they weren't foundational and they weren't enslaved, but you would X them out of getting money because in your head, oh, I'm an American descendant of slave. I'm supposed to get money. Oh, I'm foundational. My people was here. Your bloodline needs to be purer than your people. Your people could have European mixed in there too. You know, somebody slept with a white person, with a Caucasian person, they had a baby. Like, that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, do they get money too? The offspring?
No.
Caucasian side of the
family? No. You have to get some money from Europe.
So, if they're from Europe. No, I'm talking about on this land. Like, the 200 years ago, your black father slept with the white woman or vice versa. And they made a baby.
Okay.
Like, you know, like they were both here. So do they get money? Like, remember, we're talking about the offspring now, since we're going back through lineage.
Mm.
So if the mulatto child who has two sides of the family now, are they discriminating against mulattoes when everybody is a fucking mulatto? If you go back far enough?
So none of that shit makes sense.
It doesn't make sense to me.
None of that shit makes sense because...
This is dumb.
Because you... We all fight in the same fight. Because y'all all got the same oppressor, just with different names. That's it.
And the oppressor is not cutting you a check.
Exactly. They're not cutting
on
you...
On this land.
Not on this land. They're not cutting you a check. Like, and that's the thing. Like, you keep saying that y'all going to do y'all going to... But y'all on here talking about it. Y'all on a platform talking about it.
Their platform, by the way. That they're
exactly. Exactly. So, and black people and shit like that, if they don't like what you're saying. You're on there constantly liberating other people and things like that. But one thing I've learned in anything, if you can't go to war with no allies and no money.
Say it again.
You can't go to war with no allies and no money.
There we go.
No political affiliation. If you don't have no allies, you have none. If you're alienating African Americans, Caribbean immigrants, European immigrants, and just you can't win no fight alone against an establishment like this.
No.
You need allies, and you need money.
Right, and you need a plan.
Exactly.
So how can you have a plan to fight an oppressor when we have divide and conquer tactics being used by our own people against each other? The system is working the way that it's supposed to work then, because that's exactly what they wanted to do. They know, Caucasians know they're in the minority. You look and see why they're laws. They want their women to have babies. Yo, y'all need to make babies, and not with us. So they know this already because they know that their birth rate is in a negative. So how could, at this point, how could you see what's going on and you still going to be ignorant to the fact that you have the same oppressor doing the same thing to everybody and we're fighting amongst each other? Just stand up and come together and demand. If you think it's a reparation thing, that means you got to go the political route. You got to talk to the people that you put in office. You're fucked up with a lot of people that you put in office. Because they damn sure wasn't going to be in your corner. They bought and paid for.
Yeah.
But you know this already. So then you on a platform talking shit.
But, I
hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. I know you would. I'm just telling you, I want to get your thoughts on these things. Because this is what I'm seeing. And I'm saying, okay, so, you know... Like, basically, they have all hate for Pan-Africanism because they don't believe none of that Africa shit.
You hate Pan-Africa. So then,
they don't fuck with Garvey at all. They basically said Garvey stole the shit from another cat who actually was Garvey's idol.
So wait, hold, let me ask you something. So they don't fuck with Garvey, do they? They fuck with Noble Drew Ali?
Got it.
I mean, not that he's not from here. I'm just using him as an example. So who do they pop up?
I don't know, son. Because they, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's just a bunch of mugs. You know, I mean, they got people, though. Don't get me wrong. You know, they do have people. I don't know them per se by that name, but I've seen them referenced in conversations. And I know that a lot of them, you know, they mess with the Tyreek cat for the written hand, or the name of the documentaries and things like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and, you know, and, because I've seen them, and I'm like, okay, like, I was on there one time, and, yeah, I think Haiti had something with Haiti, you know, something that had an earthquake, and
yeah.
It was on there, you know, just being disrespectful, calling them mud babies, eat mud, you know what I'm saying? And it was like,
disrespect Haiti, like, when they the ones, they fought for their freedom and still got it. It's real disrespectful, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy to me. That's
like,
crazy.
Haiti is actually a free country.
That's
and you walking around here bitching and moaning, and you ain't even free. As you take your mask off in a fucking public space, they making you, and you ain't saying shit.